several cities across the country have talked about disbanding, dismantling, defunding police departments. The ACLU of Indiana is talking about possibly reimagining the role of the police department in Indianapolis. So can you explain what the difference is between defunding, dismantling, and then reimagining?
Yeah, Chris. Behind any one word is a commitment to working in solidarity with Black-led organizations and local organizations here in Indiana to completely reimagining policing. That means divesting from police and reinvesting in the communities targeted by the police. And we're urging our elected officials, including Mayor Hogsett, to make that same commitment.
So when you say targeted by the police, the ACLU, it's the position of the ACLU that maybe Black and brown communities are not just protected by police, but are maybe sometimes not protected by police, maybe just the opposite.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we have to create opportunities in communities of color that have suffered from decades of underinvestment, as well as racist policing and targeting because of who they are and where they live. You know, the lived reality for many white people is that we already enjoy and take for granted what we should provide for all of our communities, and that is policing that serves public safety and an end to policing that is overly intrusive, an end to constant surveillance and harassment, an end to enforcement of non-serious offenses, and an end to targeting of Black and brown people. That's the experience of policing in communities of color.
Well, I want to go to a point that you made in the press release here when you talk about Mayor Hogsett and the 2021 budgeting process.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about taking maybe 30% of the city, that the police department rather takes up 30% of the city's budget. You talk about taking some of that money away from the police department and putting it toward community programs in communities of color. How do you see that working? What kind of programs are you talking about, and how does that protect the community with public safety?
Yeah, so, you know, we have to step back and think about the way that we've invested and overinvested and increased every year funding for police. Has that worked? And it certainly, if you ask the communities of color, they'd say that it doesn't help us feel any safer, that we live in constant concern about our own personal safety vis-a-vis the police force. By thinking about how differently we can approach our shared goal of public safety, everybody wants to live in a safe community, and everyone wants to have a police officer be able to respond to their call when there is a serious threat going on. But we can save money by reimagining the role of police. We can prohibit police from enforcing a range of non-serious offenses. And by that way, we can eliminate unnecessary interactions between the police and community members that so often lead to violence and deaths, as we've seen tragically play out across the country. We can reinvest those savings into alternatives to policing, education, health, opportunities in underserved neighborhoods. And then we also need to implement common sense, legally enforceable constraints so that there are very rare instances in which public police officers can use force against community members. So, you know, again, regardless of the words you use, we're talking much more than just money, just budgets, just policies. We're talking about a different approach into how police operate in our community. And that's going to take all of us. It's going to take some bold leadership amongst our elected officials. It's going to take creativity and the willingness for our public servants to work with the communities they represent and put the details to this effort to reimagine the role of police in our communities.
I think one of the arguments that some people may make, if we go back to the reforms that Mayor Hogsett announced last week, and some of those were in response to demands from faith leaders like Faith in Indiana, they demanded the immediate utilization of body cams, and that costs money. I think some people might say if you take money away from the police department, then you're not allowing some of those reforms, which some people feel could help, to take place.
We have to, as a community, think holistically from the beginning and figure out what are the necessary ways that we need to spend money and what has been unnecessary. The Indianapolis budget for public safety has increased by millions and millions of dollars over just a few short years ago. And across the country, we spend $115 billion a year on law enforcement. Could we spend those dollars better, more wisely, and free up dollars to into education and healthcare so that problems that may manifest in crime down the road aren't allowed to continue, that we give people opportunity and a horizon of hope in their lives? We have to stop thinking that every year it's more and more money for the police. We need to step back. It's fiscally unsustainable. It's morally unsustainable. And I think that everyone can see the protests and recognize that what we have right now is not working. So doubling down on more of the same, more money into the same systems is not the way to go. It's not going to solve the problem. It hasn't, despite the good intentions of so many for so many years who've worked on specific policies. And even in communities across the country, Chris, that have good use of force policies on the books, they still have communities there are still communities that result in unnecessary police violence. We got to get to the core of this problem. And you know, we're America. We can do great things, and we can solve this problem. The whole world's watching. Our children are watching. We just have to rise to this moment.
I want to ask, since you guys represent all of Indiana, the ACLU of Indiana, would this apply to smaller communities, communities that aren't as big as Indianapolis or Fort Wayne?
I think, you know, one of the challenges, but also one of the opportunities in reimagining police is, and the role of police, is that every community does look different. I mean, every community needs to have a police force that observes the civil rights and the civil liberties of its citizens and residents. And we are vigilant in that goal. But, you know, different communities have to look at their own budgets. Are we investing on our community? Bottom line, you know, the goal is that we want our government and our government leaders to think to keep our public safe. But we can be safe and we can be free. That's going to how those investments result in that shared goal. That's going to look different in every community, but certainly we hope that leaders across the state watch what is and will be happening in Indianapolis and know that they too are going to be held accountable for how they spend their dollars and whether it's really to the benefit of the residents of that community and not to just feed an entrenched system that can't see its way out of a box.